Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terror Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
Let's stop fighting ourselves. Let's stop pulling one another down. Let's stop all this by biting and all that. Because life is too short. Are you here? Yes, life is too short. There are times that just go to the hospital and learn. Or funerals. Those places, don't go and be fighting over kinky and banku and, you know, some rice and all that. Some people, when they go to funerals, they go to fight over food. So the lesson that they're supposed to learn, they don't learn them. So when you are there, just go on a visitation, pass through the emergency ward, okay? Go to Ridge, go to Kolebu, go to 37. Just pass there. It will humble you. It will humble you. More especially those of you who have gotten cash, small cash, and you have become Ajimai. You think that you are the Oga. I believe the man that came there, very thick, tall man, very thick, tall, handsome. Three cars followed him, you know, Land Cruisers. But they said, Obia Nyobia. I had to say, Obia Nyobia. Obia Ndipuswa. Yes. Obia Ndipus. Say, God, humble me. Give me a humble spirit. Pray in the next 30 seconds. Pray that, Lord, give me a humble spirit. 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 Sakata Baraba. Lord, give me a humble spirit. Give me a humble spirit. Lord, I beg you. Anytime, oh God, I want to be proud, Lord, convict me. Convict me. Convict me, oh God. Convict me. And humble me. And humble me. In all my gettings, Lord, don't let me be proud. Don't let me be proud. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Pray that, God, when I get money, don't let me be proud. Don't let me be proud. Don't let me be proud. Speak to him. Speak to him. Pray, pray, please, pray, pray. Leave everything you are doing and pray, please. Pray. Leave everything that you are doing and pray. Tell that, Lord, I beg you, give me a humble heart. Give me a humble. Everybody seated here, you have a tendency to become proud. Yes. Tell the Lord that, Lord, when knowledge increase, don't let me be proud. When I get my first degree, don't let me be proud. When I get my second degree, don't let me be proud. When I get my PhD, don't let me be proud, oh Lord. When I become a professor, don't let me be proud. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Put your hand on your chest and begin to pray. Tell the Lord that, Lord, I beg you, I beg you. I have the potential of becoming proud, but Lord, I beg you. Lord, when you bless me, oh God, in your house, Lord, hold my heart so that I don't become proud. So that I don't become proud. Lord, I beg you, I beg you. As a shepherd in this house, whatever that, oh God, you'll be using me to do, the miracles, the fulfillment of prophecies, and all that, oh God, still hold my heart so that I will not become proud. I will not become proud. And the material blessings, oh God, when it starts coming, hold my heart so that I don't become proud. I don't become proud. Talk to him. This is the prayer that we are praying. The Bible said, God resists the proud and give grace to the humble. Grace to the humble. Lord, I beg you, I beg you. Hold my heart. Hold my life. Hold our lives, oh God, so that we don't become proud. We don't become proud. We don't become proud. So that we will outgrow the church, Lord, so that we don't get to a place that we think that, oh God, the presence of God is nothing. Lord, help us so that we will still respect the system. We will still respect, oh God, your presence. Like the way we came and we are so humble. We were so humble. Receiving from you, oh Lord. Continue, oh God, to help us. Continue to help us. Continue to help us. Don't stop praying. Pray, pray. Put your hand on your chest, please. Put your hand on your chest. Pray. Pray that, God, I beg you. 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 Let the spirit of humility clothe in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. Look at it. Amen.
Amen.
2 Peter, go to 5, verse 5. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Wahasi.
Likewise, you younger people.
Mo in kumano.
Submit yourself to your elders. Submit what? Submit yourselves to who? Your elders. Nowadays, young people don't respect elderly people. You know, turn to the person next to you that God is not happy with that. No, God is not happy. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. So it said, all of us, we should submit to one another. We should be humble to one another. Yes. Why are you forming fashions in the church? That this is a fashion of rich people. We are the big mummies. Oh! We are the big daddies.
Yeah, Papa Penifo.
So some people cannot come close.
Some
people cannot even approach you.
Inkofobin to me.
is the spirit of pride that is developing.
Yeah.
Tell the person next to you that you are the one the prophet is talking to. Tell the person that don't think that the prophet is talking to somebody else. You are the one the prophet is talking to. Yes. Can I tell you something? When I'm preaching, I'm talking about you. So when you say that when the prophet is preaching, is talking about me. You are just confirming what something that I'm telling you. You are the one I'm talking to.
No,
I will never say that when I'm preaching, it's not you. You are the one I'm talking to. All my examples is about you. It's about you. Yes. Ah. Some people, there are some pastors who, when they attack them like that, so. Oh, you are not the one I'm talking to.
I saw phone number. Your members phone number. I saw you.
No, it's a weak pastor.
I saw phone number. When
I'm preaching, when I'm preaching, when I'm on the stage, I'm talking about you.
And you are not making sense.
So this one,
in some way,
this scripture,
in some way,
it concerns you.
And you are not found.
Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes. All of you submit to one another. And be clothed with humility. This is, clothed. Say clothed.
I said, what do you want?
Do you know how to clothe somebody? You are good at that. Because every day you clothe yourself. Yes. You have clothed yourself. You see, you are wearing white, nice, t-shirt.
What's your t-shirt? Fita.
Polo shirt.
Fefe.
Is he white?
What's your fita?
With black.
Atuntum.
What is that? Is it jeans or a jeans? Tell you, your jeans is nice, pal. I can see that the Lord is blessing you. Wow. So with some nice, loafers. Charlie, the Lord is blessing you. I can smell the blessing of God upon your life. This man has clothed himself. Larry, right? Yeah. It's good when your prophet knows your name.
Yes, I would do for him.
Larry has clothed himself. So you know how to clothe yourself. So the Bible said, clothe yourself with humility. But you know what? This person has not clothed every part of his body. The head is not clothed. The part of the hand is not clothed. So although he has clothed himself, but he has not clothed himself wholly. But I want to show you another way of clothing yourself. I want you to have a mental picture of somebody who is practicing, Islam. If you have been to Dubai before,
so what go Dubai that dia
or Qatar
and Qatar.
Oh, say I'll be there.
You see, when we are mentioning praises like that,
yeah, bom, yeah, me, I say, yeah.
Don't be quiet.
Man, yeah, the...
Say, I will be there. Say, I'll be in Dubai.
Dubai.
I'll be in Qatar.
Qatar.
Say, I'll be in US.
US.
Yes. You see, when you want me to mention Kaswa, then say, yeah.
Say, I will not be in Kaswa.
I will not be in Kaswa. Amen.
Amen.
So have that mental picture. When you go to that place,
okay, Miana,
you will see the way the women are clothed. They clothe every part of their body. From head to toe. You won't see any flesh. They are wearing gloves. It's like you cannot see any flesh. So have this kind of mental picture. So when we are talking about clothing, clothe yourself with humility. Have that kind of mental picture from head to toe, because there is a tendency that your head alone, your head region, can be showing signs of pride.
Have you seen that?
Well,
who knows what I'm talking about?
One in the American. The head alone exposes you
a downward
that you are proud. So you have clothed your shoulder by your head. My head
though.
My head. My head.
Me ti
my leg ho
me nine ho
hey be clothed with humility.
Aya fa hun brasie fa katan.
Yes, be clothed
hun brasie.
Yes, there are some people, their shoulders are not clothed. When did you start working like this? Small money that you had nowadays. When you are talking, that is it. The money is getting finished. The shoulder alone is eating the money. Are you here?
Oh, I see.
Some of us, our mouth is not clothed. The way we speak, it shows that you are proud. It shows that you are proud. And we have some people too. Their whole body is not clothed. Every part is showing proud.
Pride.
Every part of their body. My head, my hand, my chest, my leg,
one leg.
Everywhere is showing that you are proud. But I see the Lord delivering us from pride. From pride. From the Bible says, for God resists the proud. For God resists the proud. May the Lord deliver us as a church from the spirit of pride. From the spirit of pride. In the name of Jesus.
Wow, you are preaching.
Hello.
Hi.
This is an introduction of my message.
Assemble no crowd. Finna me be a person. Kakran.
Amen.
Amen.
But gives grace.
But or the adom ema
to the humble.
The obren wasi.
God gives grace.
Nyame the adom ema
to the humble.
Ema the obren wasi.
Re onia sa obren won wasi awon. Nyame or the adom bi eto so. Or the adom bi eye den.
Eto so.
Yamu bebre adum bie ni ho ye ni nyame adum bia because ahomaso aseyema
merci
ahomaso aseyema say te say peacock
look
who knows what I'm talking about say
croak
do it No, you should do the croak. Oh, I didn't say that I'm coming to catch you. I didn't say that. I'm just going my way, and then I said,
Oh. Wow.
Is it yemu? Say, I had to say, croak. We have become like peacock.
That is a croak.
Yes. And we have to be very careful.
Let's see a share we.
I don't know. I'm prophesying. I'm prophesying. Yes. That's why I told you that this is not my message. I'm giving prophecy to the church. Because there's somebody here that the Lord is delivering you from pride. And then it says, I shall come and tell you. And this is the way I can deliver the prophecy.
Now when I met you and come say naba.
Yes. Are you here?
Oh, I see.
But he gives more grace.
Oh, they are doomed, baby.
James chapter 4, verse 6.
James 4, 6.
He gives more grace.
Oh, they are doomed, baby.
Therefore, he says, God resists the proud.
Yeah, hand down for point.
But gives grace to the humble.
Oh, they are doomed,
wow.
You
see,
sure.
Do you want grace?
Open a
Do you want grace?
Open a domana.
Do you want grace?
Open atom.
You see, grace simply means that the supernatural power, the supernatural ability, the supernatural ability that God gives to someone to do something with ease. Yeah, to prosper with ease. To prosper with ease.
Odiye wa blabo mumre.
To prosper with ease.
Odiye wa blabo mumre.
Are you with me?
Oh, hasi.
That is grace.
Weni atoma yekan.
So God can prosper you.
Nyame betu nyame wa diye.
God can make our church become big.
Nyame betu nyame asafna ba yeke siye.
When we learn how to humble ourselves. I'm talking about everyone here. Everyone here. So that when people are coming in, some will be wearing mini skirts. Please. Be careful. Where are you coming from the house? Did your mother see you? Do you have a father?
Oh, papa.
What are you wearing? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. The last time when I checked, you were wearing good clothes, but now you were drunk.
Adam is checking here. Now, who's your talent, Papa? But what should be say? Say, yeah.
What did you say?
Who's it?
You are laughing at me, huh?
Who's Jemiana?
You and the one wearing the miniskirt. What is the difference? At least she's stable.
Be careful. Listen.
See,
let them come in. Let us accept them. With time. There will be transformation.
Are
you here?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
There will be transformation. Don't be come and know and know. Holy Ghost, Mama Jesus.
Holy Ghost, Mama Jesus. It's a word.
Because you, it took you time to become
what. Like this.
Are you here?
Who
are you
saying?
Let's give time.
Your man called for Emre.
Let's give time.
Your man called for Emre.
Small.
In kakra kakra.
Small.
In kakra kakra.
The person will change.
Obesisa.
Small.
In kakra kakra.
The person will change.
Nipa ni besisa.
Let's be humble.
Your Emre wants.
Let's be humble and deliver ourselves from pride. Clap your hands for the Lord.
God bless you for your time. Join Prophet Jones Kosina at God's Haven Ministries every Friday at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. Locate the church at Sampa Valley near Brookville Hotel off the Malam Kasua Road. For more information, call 020-655-3248. Follow our Facebook pages, Prophet Jones Kosina and God's Haven Ministries. Visit our website, www.godshavenglobal.org. See you. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.